Welcome to the Making Wellness Podcast, a show dedicated to improving your mental health. Our mission is to help millions of people heal and become happy again. Thank you for joining us and helping us eradicate the stigma behind mental health. And now, here is your host, Sarah Makin.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the Making Wellness Podcast. It is your host, Sarah Makin, and today I get to talk with Gila Kurtz about how dogs can support your mental health. One thing that I really loved about this episode is how open Gila was about her mental health, of how dogs have really inspired her and helped her through her darkest times. So let's not waste another minute and jump right into it. Thank you so much for joining us today, Gila. We're so happy to have you here.
I'm so excited to be here with you. You are absolutely one of my favorite people, such a bright light for so many people that you serve.
Oh, thank you. You as well, Gila. So let's just jump on in. What inspired you and your husband to found Dog Is Good?
Yes, great question. So this is an evolution that we're now in our 12th year. John and I, my husband, decided to found Dog Is Good, which is a lifestyle brand for the dog lover. I just want to emphasize everything we manufacture is for the human at the other end of the leash, the person who loves their pet so much. Really, the genesis of it started as I came back from a continuing education conference. I am also a professional dog trainer, something that I still continue to do today. Mm-hmm. And it was at that conference where an exhibit hall, there was an exhibit hall with vendors, and in the exhibit hall was a vendor selling t-shirts. And every t-shirt looked exactly the same, basically. It was a white t-shirt, said, "I love my," and then it had a picture of a dog breed on it. And I remember at the time standing in front of this booth thinking to myself, I do love my dog, no doubt, but there's something a little bit more profound than that. And I couldn't quite pinpoint what that was or how to best articulate it. But what I also knew was I wouldn't wear one of those t-shirts, and I did not have a purebred dog. So there was nothing really that fit with what I had. And so as I returned home and had a conversation with my husband, I said, you know, I wish there was something that expressed my love of dogs in a stylish way, but also really captured the essence of what this relationship was about. And as we knew the pet industry was beginning to explode, we also were very aware that there was nothing out there for the dog lover. And so mm-hmm. that led us to decide to turn our idea into something, and we took action. We did not know what we were doing when we first got started, but we mm-hmm. those steps to put a business into place and to create a vision for what we wanted and kept moving forward. And here we are now, 12 years later.
Wow. What an inspirational story, Gila. You have spent a lot of time with training dogs and with having several brands and books all related to dogs. I'm just wondering, how have you seen dogs impact the lives of humans?
That is a great question. And I think, you know, when you really take a moment to step back and look at that relationship on a different level, you can really draw from it a number of things that impact people's lives. So much so even that there's a lot of science and research that supports the benefits of having an animal in your life. You know, I love cats, but we have a family that has allergies with cats. So we have dogs. And the impact is really quite profound. The unique thing about where we are in time, this is just a general hypothesis that I have, but mm-hmm. you know, we live in an era where we are so connected by technology, literally 24/7. We have access to our email, to conversations via text, to multiple platforms that can pull our attention away from reality. And that the dog is that one thing that connects us back to the essence of being human. It mm-hmm. also is that element that's a conduit to human connection, right? When you're walking a dog and someone sees you, you connect and you talk and you're really focused on that dog. Or if it's a new puppy or whatever, you know, it's this instant magnet for human to human conversation and connection. But beyond that, these are creatures that we have grown to depend upon because of how they show up in our lives. They mm-hmm. obviously, you know, we all talk about the fact that they elicit unconditional love and no judgment. and a pure loyalty and trust for most of them that we just don't get in our interactions outside of that on a consistent basis, I should say. I want to emphasize consistently. And so the impact to our feelings and to our emotions and to our mindset and our mental state of being truly benefits from having a dog in our life. And then on a physical level, they keep us active, right? Mm-hmm. I was talking with a group of ladies last night who were struggling just to get out and do their daily walks. And I said, I have a simple solution for you. Just go get a dog.
Yeah.
You have to. So, you know, you're going to get your exercise there, but yeah, they keep you active and together, whether it's the benefit on the mental side of things or the physical side of things, there's nothing but positive connection that can occur as a result of that relationship. One other thing I was just going to share to that as it relates to my book, Fur Covered Wisdom, A Dog Can Change the Way You See the World. Mm-hmm. If you really look at the lessons that they bring to you each and every day, just by the sheer way in which they live their lives, how they show up, there are so many lessons that we can draw from that to make our lives an extraordinary experience as well.
Mm-hmm. So what kind of things have you learned from dogs when you talk about there's so much wisdom that we can learn from them?
Yeah, I think one of the first things is something that most adults just have forgotten how to do, which is why I think that there's this challenge in feeling innate joy or happiness. And that is just pursuing things that you love, just doing things for the sake of pure enjoyment, of making time for play, not hamster wheel and being in that space of doing more and in the doingness of living life, but more creating that intentional space for play, for laughter, for joy, and getting reconnected to the child within, if you will, mm-hmm. and to pursue things on a regular basis. And that's one lesson. Another lesson is choosing one's perspective. You know, dogs are very interesting in how they view the world, what they pay attention to and what they disregard. And everything is perspective. Mm-hmm. Every day we have a choice to react or respond or reevaluate the language that we're putting to the things that we're engaging with. And that is tremendous too. The idea of always leaving your mark, right? So dogs mm-hmm. every day are leaving their mark somewhere. Well, what if we took that more literally for ourselves? Not that we're going to go mark literally, but figuratively, I should say, in terms of where can we have good impact instead of becoming so focused on the things that we might be worrying about with our own personal life? What if we actually went external and focused on leaving a positive contribution in the life of somebody else or in an organization or a community? And, you know, just those little parallels that I draw from the way dogs are into a daily way of being can definitely create a transformational shift.
Oh, absolutely. I especially loved when you mentioned the reaction versus response, because at Make and Wellness, it's something that we are always sharing with our clients. You know, what's the difference between a reaction and a response? And you ideally want to get yourself to a place where you are responding to things and you have more control and more, you know, you're able to think through your decision versus just react out of anxiety or out of fear or out of stress. It's a huge life lesson for sure.
Absolutely.
So Gila, and for our audience, Gila is one of the most mentally healthy and physically healthy women I've ever met. She looks amazing. She's so positive and oh my gosh, such an inspiration. And so I'm just wondering, like, for you, like, how has having dogs like helped you get to a place where you're just so healthy and strong and happy?
Sarah, I'm going to share something with you that you don't know about me right now. What you're seeing, it was not always the case. So, you know, with the growth of our company, it took off very, very quickly. And with that, I began to implement habits automatically without realizing it of starting to spin into a cycle of workaholism. And being a type A personality that I am, the more growth that we were experiencing, the more I felt I needed to be doing, but not at the risk of also letting other things in my life fall by the wayside. So being a recovering perfectionist that I am back then, I was so obsessed with not only the growth of the company, but also maintaining in my mind, my view of being that perfect wife, perfect mom, perfect volunteer is very active in my daughter's programs and school activities, et cetera. Perfect friend, you know. And so when you are struggling to hold all of those pieces together, as well as this false persona of having it all together, right? Mm-hmm. It's a tremendous amount of energy from you. And in all honesty, I fell into a very severe clinical depression at the time that I had been working with a yellow lab that I was training specifically for an organization to become a guide dog. And it was becoming quite debilitating. Yet no one would have known on the exterior that this was something that I was battling with because, as I like to say, I was just quite the Academy Award performer in terms of just showing up. I think the only thing that probably shed light as to something was going on internally for me was that I became painfully thin and did not look healthy like I do now. Mm-hmm. And so in all seriousness, and clinical depression is a very serious thing. Mm-hmm. And it's not a sadness that you just snap yourself out of. But I recall sitting on my bed one morning and just really not having anything left in me and no joy. It was such an abyss that I had fallen into, thoughts of suicide and all these things that, you know, most people who know me now would just be like, I can't even believe that you would ever think that way. But there's just something very important about that mental illness, right? Mm-hmm. So I remember, though, sitting on the edge of my bed, and I write about this in my book, and looking at this amazing yellow lab who would wake up with such exuberance and joy for life. Like, I can't even begin to describe to you. Just, it was like it was a new day every day, full of excitement. And she would do the full body wag and just be so happy that the sun was up. And it was so extreme, her exuberance. And I remember sitting there thinking, gosh, if I could just string one day after another and just feel a little bit about of what she is feeling or experiencing, I would do everything in my power to try to string more and more days together and pull myself out of this. One thing that is true about me is that I am a very disciplined, focused person. So after making a commitment to that decision, that's exactly what I did. I spent a year literally cataloging the different things that the different lessons that she was bringing to me. But rather than just look at them, I actually took the time to internalize a lot of them. Mm-hmm. And began a journey of self-discovery and personal transformation truly through this dog. Mm-hmm. And the subject of the book, Fur Covered Wisdom, A Dog Can Change the Way You See the Life, See the World. And the impact that a pet can have on you can literally not just be life-changing, it can be life-saving when you have this desire and will, because the impact that you want to create in the world is so much bigger than you yourself. And so that journey was a difficult journey. But in the past, she's now 7. So I would say in the past 6 years, going through that process of true self-discovery, self-awareness, commitment and focus, not only to feeling good, but to creating a broader impact in the world around me has led me to the joy that I truly do experience today. I do feel incredibly healthy. I do feel a tremendous amount of intrinsic joy and sense of purpose and love for myself, which then extends into the work that I do in my company, into the mentoring I get to do with amazing people like you. And it's been a real gift, but it's definitely was a moment of a real wake-up call. And I really leaned on my dog to help me through that process.
Wow. And it sounds like that beautiful dog was really able to help you. It's really amazing how you were able to process and really heal so deeply from depression. And it can be so debilitating that, you know, some people never get out of that. So that is, I really appreciate you sharing your story with me. I'm sure it really was not easy, but it's going to help so many people.
Yeah, I feel that's the other thing, you know, when you suffer from depression or clinical depression, as it was for me several years ago, there's a little bit of shame in that because you're not supposed to feel that way, right? What's wrong with you? Everything is going great. Why would you feel that way? And so there's a lot of conversation that occurs there and an unwillingness many times to want to express that to other people. And then this almost like a complacency that takes over because you don't have the answer. So, you know, I know with what you do, you provide tremendous resources for individuals to walk through that process because there is an end in sight. There is that rainbow there, 100%. I think it really starts with that decision and desire to want to move past that and to do it in ways that work best for you. For some, it involves the use of medication. For others, it's good support and counseling that can help. And for others, it's the impact that a pet can have. But it's getting that support, it's maintaining that level of support and getting back to just creating a vision for yourself. You know, through our conversations that I'm an individual very focused on vision and being quite aware of creating an alignment between the vision that of what I want in life. So having clarity around that, but also having a point of alignment from that's grounded in the heart, right? As more of a feeling. As opposed to in the head and a way of doingness. So aligning what it is that I want to experience in the world with the feelings that I want to have each and every day and noticing the thought processes that happen that either keep me on track or pull me off track. And that is a very intentional habit, but it's one that I've cultivated over years of practice. And it just starts with a decision and desire to want to make those changes.
And that's so important, having the internal desire and wanting to make an adjustment and being open to doing things differently. It's so important. Like, unless you get to that stage within yourself where you're truly ready to make a lot of changes, in some cases, it can be really, really challenging.
Absolutely.
Gila, what would you recommend for someone to do if they're starting to go through a hard time?
Yeah, I think the first thing that anyone should do is talk to somebody. And sometimes it's a friend, sometimes it's a family member, sometimes it's an acquaintance. You could even preface it with saying, you know, I'm going to be really vulnerable right now. I am not doing well. I have had a very difficult year or years, and I'm committed to feeling better, but I don't know how, and I'm seeking support. And really just reaching out to ask for support. I think that's the first and most important thing. Trying to do it completely on your own is difficult. So just seeking guidance and support. As far as not feeling well in terms of mental health, that's one way. If it's addiction or a challenging relationship, again, I think at the end of the day, community is where strength lies. We have a saying here at Dog is Good, never walk alone. It's not where you walk, it's who walks with you. And there's just so much truth to that, that when we try to journey by ourselves, we often don't have all the right tools. And that's where it becomes more difficult. But enlisting the support and guidance of others who A, have either been there and experienced what you might be experiencing, or are professionals and have the resources and the tools to provide shed light and hold space for you to walk through is what will help you get to the other side. But living in the pain of it, interestingly, can be reinforcing, self-reinforcing. Mm-hmm. It's like you don't want it, but yet there's a little bit of joy, not joy, but reinforcement there in living in victim mode or self-pity or the pain of just experiencing what it does feels like to not feel good. And so my recommendation is just don't live in that space. If you really want to get out of it, you do need to talk to someone. You need to reach out and ask for some guidance. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's no shame in that. And also in doing so, you become an inspiration for other people who may be going through the same thing. And you end up becoming the keeper of the light, if you will, that holds space for others to step into.
Oh, yes, absolutely. And then it's your life's example that inspires other people and it keeps the positive momentum going. And that can really help with ending and breaking the stigma that is attached to getting help.
100%.
So do you have any words of wisdom for our audience, Gila?
I think if I were to share any words of wisdom just off the cuff, I would say, just be kind to yourself. I think right now it's very easy with social media to get caught up in looking at what is going on in the world around you, in the lives of others, and certainly seeing those perfectly curated posts and assuming that other people are experiencing life so much grander than you might be experiencing. So that comparisonitis is something to kind of steer clear from. So maybe check the amount of time that you're spending on social media, if that tends to be a trigger for bad feelings. The second thing I would just say is my antidote, in all honesty, to any moment where I might feel sad or just, you know, not in the best mood or whatever, is to reach out to someone who needs me and be in service. Just do something that's in service of someone else. Even if it's as simple as going to Starbucks and paying for the coffee for the person behind you, the way that you light up the world reminds you that, number one, you matter. You do have impact at any moment that you want. You just have to take action. And third, that you are the conduit to someone else's joy. And there's some real genuine gratitude in that. And it does shift your feelings. So I would say that. And then I think the third thing would just be is to be, find something that you are grateful for. You know, I can look around office at any given moment and see something that I am just genuinely grateful for. And when you're in that space, that helps as well. So that would be kind of my three tips.
Yeah, those are all amazing words of wisdom, Gila. The gratitude portion really resonated with me. I think gratitude is so important. And it actually, if when you get to a state of feeling grateful and you have a lot of gratitude in your heart, it's actually not possible to experience other emotions in conjunction with that. Mm-hmm. And that's actually the easiest positive emotion to get yourself to experience, because everyone, regardless of where you're living or what your life situation is, we all have things to be grateful for, just even if it's just as simple as being alive.
100%, 100%, Sarah.
So Gila, how can our community get to connect with you and all of your amazing companies?
Well, thank you for that. Absolutely. You can go to dogisgood.com. If you're a dog lover, you'll be in heaven. Everything there. And also, I just want to mention, we are launching a whole new division right now called Dig Direct. So if you are listening and you are a dog lover, or maybe you are involved in a nonprofit or like to support a nonprofit, or you might even be an entrepreneur already in the pet space, we have created an amazing opportunity for you. And so we just invite you, you can go to thebestdogstory.com to learn about it. It's actually www.thebestdogstory.com. And you can get a little bit of information there. And certainly that will brighten your day, as well as being connected to a community of like-minded people will also brighten your day as well.
Sounds great. Thanks so much for joining us, Gila. Always, every time we get to connect, it just brings so much joy to my heart. I'm always learning so many wonderful things from you. So thanks so much for joining us on the Make and Wellness podcast.
Well, I appreciate the time and thank you for your kind words. And Sarah, just want to call out, your organization is doing so much to create such positive impact. So I appreciate the commitment that you have to your vision to support people dealing with the various things that affect them so that they can step into a life that they truly, truly love.
Thanks so much, Gila. It's very close to my heart, because just like you, I personally have also struggled with mental health challenges. So giving back the gift of healing is my life's mission. And I love that I can do this with you. So thank you.
Awesome.
So there was my interview with Gila Kurtz. Let me know what you think in the review section in Apple Podcasts. Be sure to follow us on social media at Make and Wellness, and check out our website, makeandwellness.com. We have so much mental health, addiction, and relationship-related content, all completely free, on the blog section on our website. And be sure to sign up for our newsletter so you can get exclusive new content directly from our team right into your inbox. Subscribe to our show so you know the next time a new episode goes live. Until next time, please be well.
We appreciate you joining us for this installment of the Make and Wellness podcast. Help us find more great listeners like yourself by subscribing, rating, reviewing, and sharing the show. Visit makeandwellness.com for more in-depth resources geared towards improving your mental health. We look forward to speaking with you again at our next session.